Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, well, let's bring in a four-time All-Star and two-time World Series champion, Hunter Pence, a Giants fan favorite. Hunter, good morning. Welcome back to the Morning Roast with Kate Scott, Bonte Hill, and Joe Shasky, the Butcher Boy. And we'll get to the Hunter Unplugged with Joe Shasky because I have some questions here, Hunter. But I got to ask you, how do you feel now after getting a couple shows under your belt in NBC Sports Bay Area? I saw you looking dapper. You had me jealous of your outfit. Made me want to step my game up with Warriors pre- and post-game live. And you look like a star on the television. Hunter, how did it go for you? How you feeling about your TV debut?
Well, Bonta, man, it was awesome to see you there first and foremost. And, yeah, you guys set the tone for me for sure. But it was incredible, you know, just the whole, everyone being so welcoming, all the good advice. And, you know, it was a fun time to talk baseball, share. You know, this is kind of what I've been doing. Doing the pre- and post-game is really fun for me because, you know, I like to look at the scouting reports, go over all the stuff, and come up with a game plan and, you know, what I think is the best way to attack. And that was really fun just to be there. Greg Papa is just absolutely a pro, class act through and through, and so fun to work with. So it was a blast. I had fun getting back in. I've been following, so it was pretty easy to just jump in and talk a little bit of Giants baseball.
Well, it was great, Hunter, and we really enjoyed it. Looking forward to watching you grow in that role this year, and great to have you back on with us. Let's look back before we look forward. Four games with the Pittsburgh Pirates, could have potentially had all four, end up with two, which is better than it could have been at a couple of points. So what was your take on how the Giants started this road trip back in Pittsburgh?
Well, you got to also remember that these are East Coast games, the first setting of getting on that time zone. And the Pirates are scrappy. Now, obviously, yeah, it seems terrible, you know, the way that, like, some of those games went where I kind of put, you know, I put the game aside. I was like, oh, they got this. They're up 6-2. And, you know, they come back. But you just got to remember, a split on the road on the East Coast for the Giants is, it's not the end of the world. So, yeah, there's some tough losses in there. And, you know, a couple little bullpen miscues, but this happens. It's tough, you know. But I think that overall, like, you got to be, you know, okay, the East Coast, they split with the Pirates, and, you know, you definitely want more, but I don't think it was terrible. And I think they played really well to get that last day game win. I like seeing Johnny pitch as good as Johnny pitch, give him a good chance to win, get him back going in that direction. And I thought, you know, obviously just incredible pitching performances and just a few blips.
Yeah, the starting pitching has been outstanding. The bullpen we'll get to in a second. I think the most surprising thing outside of that starting pitching has been Buster Posey. I mean, this guy is ripping the ball. I thought his career, to be honest, was on the 18th hole. I didn't think he had much left in him, and I feel really wrong. Eight jacks, batting .362 right now. You've been in the foxhole with this guy, Buster Posey. What, have you talked to him? Like, what is different this year as opposed to years past?
You know, I think health. I think getting that year off really freshened him up. Like, obviously, I haven't talked to him at all. I don't want to bother him. I know how busy he is and how many people are pulling him in different directions. So if he ever needs anything from me, he knows, you know, he can just text me or whatever. But I have been just watching. I noticed that he's made a couple little adjustments with, you know, the early leg kick. He's getting ready very early, and he's hovering in an athletic position. He's keeping his hands incredibly close to his body. So it's like extremely short, and he has that launch angle bat path, and it's not launch angle like launching the ball up in the air. What it is it's an angle that can match different spin and movement from the pitcher's ball. So the plane that the ball is coming in, his barrel is matching, and what it creates is just a better angle and a higher percentage chance to square the ball up really hard.
Hunter Pence on with us, four-time All-Star, two-time World Series champion here on the Morning Roast. with Joe Shasky, the Butcher Boy, Kate Scott, and Bonte Hill. And you talk about Buster Posey. What about Yaz? Yaz seems like he's starting to turn a corner. Hunter, what have you seen in Yaz's swing the last two nights as he's gone yard here, and it feels like he's got his confidence back at the plate?
Yeah, I mean, the games that I watched, his swing is already back, and I know his numbers, and I didn't really see the beginning of the season besides just the box score, he's just got a really compact swing. He has it naturally. He's been doing this. I think he's, you know, you throw him in there for 162, and there's going to be some down times and some up times, but I think it's going to be exciting to see him a full season, how many homers, because I think he's going to get really hot. Once he starts hitting them, it just starts coming like really naturally. And I think his swing is right. I think he's good. I know he's a great player. He's a great leader. But I like where his swing's at. I think he's getting his rhythm, his timing. He's not pressing anymore. He knows, you know, he's trusting that, you know, that he's on that upward swing. You know, the I always like to make the analogy of the wave and how the wave has a crest and a, you know, and a trough, and you're going to go through both, but he's going to end up at his mean, at his average, which is, you know, he's going to be in there between 270 and 300, and he's going to be hitting, you know, close to 30 home runs.
We know it's early in the season, Hunter, but we were just having this conversation before you joined us. The bullpen's struggling a bit right now. Is there something about, like, owing it to your veterans like Buster? I mean, you can almost throw Yaz in there, and Brandon, Evan Longoria. Do you owe it to your veterans to make a bullpen trade or acquisition because they have started off the season so well, and we're seeing, oh, this team could maybe be something this year?
You know, I don't know if you would ever say, like, oh, this is owed to the veterans or owed to, you know, we're all here to work and play the game we love, and they're playing to win. But, you know, it is the organization, the fan. And I'm telling you, Farhan wants to win himself. It isn't just, you know, it's for all of us. It's everyone together. So you're making a decision for everyone, the fan base, the organization, the ownership, and we're all a team. So you got to be smart with these decisions because, you know, they have really good tools and weapons as is, and a good chemistry. Would you want to add some bullpen, you know, veteran bullpen? I think so, but at what cost? So, like, if you ask me, I don't trade Ramos for anything. That guy is really exciting. He's going to be incredible. And, you know, I think you have so many starting pitchers. You have some guys that can come back and get healthy. But to get a bullpen pitcher or two, as long as it's not costing you too much, I do think that's something they should definitely look into. I think the Giants are the real deal. I think they've been doing this for a while, and they're going to continue to be playing good baseball because they're just built really well. So I don't think they need to make some overhaul huge trade. And the one piece that I'm never trading is Ramos.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that you were so high on the kid. We'll put that in the Tupperware. We'll ask you about it later because I think a lot of Giants fans have never even seen the young man Ramos play. So you say that they're for real, and I find that interesting, Hunter, because I'm looking at Alex Wood, DeSclafani, Gausman. I mean, these guys have been pitching incredible. You really think this starting pitching, it can sustain the success that they've had? Because, man, I mean, a lot of guys have never even heard of these three that I'm mentioning, and they're balling right now.
Well, I've definitely heard of Alex Wood, and when he's on, he is funky, and he knows how to pitch, and it's tough to deal with. He's an elite pitcher when he is healthy, and you're seeing, you know, what he normally does, and he did this like 2 years ago, similar ERA, and, you know, he just got hurt and banged up and bounced around a little bit. But DeSclafani, he was an elite prospect with the Reds, and that's a tough park to pitch in, and his stuff has always been exceptional. You just knew there was going to be a time. I mean, he's throwing these 95 mile an hour sinkers, locating them where he wants them. It's tough to hit. It's real stuff. Gausman, same thing. You know, he's just got that tremendous split finger. He's got really great command of a plus heater. And yeah, these guys are legit. Are they going to have the same numbers or hold that same number throughout the whole year? Who knows? But I do know that every time they take the mound, you got a good chance to win. And I think Webby hasn't even, you know, he's turning into, his last two starts have been incredible. And just look at how much his ball is moving. And when he starts to get a feel and command, and it looks like he's picked up a lot of confidence, you know, six innings last night, no earned runs, six hits, only four strikeouts, but didn't walk a ton. And that's a tough ballpark to pitch in a good offensive lineup. So I think Webby, we're looking at, is going to continue to get better. And, yeah, I definitely think that They all, every single one of them, when you have five guys, you're like, that's how it felt in 12 and 14. It was like Vogelsong's on the mound. Yep, we're going to win today. Mm-hmm. Bumgarner's on the mound. Yep, we're going to win today. Kane's on the mound. Yep, we're going to win today. And we kind of have that similar feeling right now.
Talking with, of course, Hunter Pence, former San Francisco Giant, World Series champion, and now an analyst on pre and post for the Giants on NBC Sports Bay Area. Got to get into it, Hunter. They're playing the Cincinnati Reds in Cincinnati. So take us back. I know you've talked about it a lot before, but your team's back is against the wall. You're feeling like they need something to fire them up. We know about the speech, but I'd love to know what you were thinking before. Were you questioning, should I do this? What am I going to say? Before you gave the guys the speech, what was the lead up to that like for you?
Somewhat of a prayer, just like, you know, I'd never really before that, like I had a lot of fire, a lot of, like, I dug deep, and I know that I was deep into a thought momentum, is what I like to call it, of just, I remember reading this book, Think and Grow Rich. Long story short, I just had like these affirmations and this thought that I had done so much, and I had a deep, deep pain from losing with the Phillies the year before, getting traded, and being here, knowing what, you know, my purpose was to come in and help win a championship. And, you know, a couple of the guys had said all this stuff, and I really was just like, I'm a World Series champion. I'm a World Series champion. So right before that, I was like, just believe in what you say, And it was kind of like, I really was like, think sideways. Like, we've all heard like, oh, these team did it, this team did it. And I was like, I don't care about that. I care what we decide here. And it was just kind of a prayer to like allow, you know, how I felt to come through.
Hunter, you watch Hoops. You were picking my brain about the Golden State Warriors, and they take on the Lakers tomorrow down at 7 p.m. at Staples Center. What would your speech be to the Warriors if you got a PG version of a speech in 15 seconds or less? How would you come out and talk to Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and company?
I mean, those guys are three-time champions themselves. I'm pretty sure they know how to handle these big moments. But if I was to actually say something, you know, and you see the passion from Curry, man. This guy is absolutely a competitor. He doesn't let his foot off the gas, but, you know, don't forget how special the moment is and enjoy it. And they know how to perform with the highest pressure. They've lost at the highest level. They've won in the games. They've experienced it all. I don't think there's anything that needs to be said to someone with that much experience. But if they did want to hear something from me, it would just be, you know, embrace, enjoy the game, give it, you know, win one for the Gipper. But no, it's just, don't forget how special it is in this moment to have playoff basketball. This is your art. This is your legend. And this is your love. So play with love. And I'm pretty sure Kerr is one of the greatest leaders, 11 championships. I'm pretty sure they're in good hands.
If you were to be a basketball player, would you more resemble Curry or Draymond Green, Hunter?
Oh, Draymond Green, probably. Curry's like Curry's the Buster Posey, Bumgarner. Like, he's too good. He's too good. But I'm kind of like the Draymond. You know, he's a hustler, man. He's a grinder and gritty. That I think fits me a little bit more.
I love that. Hey, before you get on out of here, I want to ask you about my favorite story in sports right now that no one is talking about. This guy, Ohtani. I mean, he's pitching at an elite level. He is hitting at an elite level. You have been there. You've played at the highest level possible. When you see this guy, why is this not a bigger story? How difficult is it to be a elite starting pitcher and an everyday hitter slugging bombs?
Yeah, he's pretty spectacular, and you know, watching him, you know, being in that league when I was with the Rangers, he obviously wasn't pitching, but his body he's just massive. He's quite a presence, and yeah, I honestly feel like everywhere I look, and maybe it's because I'm in the baseball news sources or things, I feel like I always see Ohtani this, Ohtani that, and I'm always impressed. I'm like, well, it's almost to a point where I see it so much, I'm kind of like, yeah, of course he did. But no, it's absolutely remarkable. It's great for baseball. It's, you know, you hate to throw out the term Babe Ruth, but it is Babe Ruth. It's, you know, he's got elite, you know, throwing 100 off the mound, hitting it 115 as a hitter. And he's also, by the way, super fast. So it's pretty remarkable. I don't know how sustainable it is, but when you're in your, I feel like I don't want to limit him, but like, you know, 20 to early 30s, maybe he can do it. But You know, I just hope that he stays healthy and it's fun to watch while it's going on.
Hunter Unplugged is a series of videos with Hunter and our very own Joe Shasky. We'll be rolling it out all season long here at 95.7 The Game. Stories, memories, and things you've never heard of about Hunter's time with the San Francisco Giants. Hunter, give us some details on this, man, because I saw the first video. It was pretty fire, and I give you a lot of credit for sitting down with Joe Shasky for an hour. It's tough to do a four-hour radio show with him. You sat down with him for an hour, so tell us a little bit about Hunter Unplugged.
You know, it was just exciting times. He was super thrilled to bring up and had all the great memories and just kind of, you know, hanging out. It would be like, just spending some time and going over your whole career and a lot of the cool memories and cool things that happened and, you know, getting to just flow a little bit. So honestly, he brought so much enthusiasm and so much excitement that it made it easy and fun to just chat about a lot of the great moments. And I've never really taken the time to sit down and just, you know, yeah, this happened or that happened or share a lot of that with the fans. Even like right after it happened and you do a couple interviews, you don't go as deep and in depth as he did. And, it was a good time. I'm actually pretty thankful that we got to go over all of that together.
You know, Hunter, I said this to you on the Zoom and I'll say it again. Dwight Clark is a person that Barrier fans just embrace, and his legacy lives well beyond his days on this planet, and I feel like there's a cosmic connection between the city of San Francisco, the fan base, and Hunter Pence, and you're kind of this version of Dwight Clark for this era, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, but I love that you embrace it and lean into it, and we love that you've chosen to make this city your home, because you are the embodiment of San Francisco wackiness.
Thank you. I didn't mean that as a negative.
My bad.
I know you didn't. And like I said, that is actually kind of my badge of honor. Is the, you know, I love the wackiness and the free spirit and open mindedness. You know, that like I said, I feel like that was a great gift that San Francisco gave to me, was to make me feel comfortable being myself and just like being like, you know what, it's okay to be a little wacky. You know, I don't necessarily feel like that part of me was really blossomed when I was, you know, where I grew up and the other places. I kind of was in my shell a little bit. And, you know, even we went over the Cincinnati Reds thing and I hadn't really come out of my shell and let the fire that was within come out and let them know, like, why I play, what I play, what I think about how good we are. You know, and that was one thing, you know, that I mentioned is I played against the Giants that year and they won a series against us in Philly, and we were a really good team in Philly. And I was like, on the other side, they got to face us. And we're really good. I can tell you from, you know, when we played you. So it's definitely something I really do wear as a badge of honor. And I appreciate San Francisco for that gift they gave me.
No doubt. Let's end it on this weird one here. Derek Jeter has been announced by the ESPN. There's going to be a six-part documentary on Derek Jeter, kind of like The Last Dance with Michael Jordan. It's coming in 2022. Are you in or out, Hunter, on a Derek Jeter documentary six-part series?
Am I in or
are
out?
Are you in?
Like,
are
do you want to watch it?
Do you want to watch
it? I'm in for sure. I mean, Jeter, you know, he's been gone for a while, and but he was – you know, the face of baseball for 20 years, and mm-hmm. he was Mr. Clutch, and he won a ton of World Series, and he's just, you know, he's done it all kind of hush-hush, and when I say hush-hush, like, he didn't really open up a whole bunch. He always wanted more, and I think that was part of his, part of his legend is he had this kind of mystique about him that, you know, he was just smiling and doing his thing, but I know that there was a lot deeper, a lot more to them. So I'm actually excited to, I love studying champions. I love studying people who do things the right way. And, you know, I think it was incredible to follow the Jordan documentary, but I'm totally in on hearing about and learning the story of Derek Jeter.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. 2022 Derek Jeter six-part series. And don't forget, Hunter Unplugged. We'll be rolling out videos with our very own Joe Shasky, the Butcher Boy, and Hunter Pence all year long here at 95.7 The Game. Hunter, it's always a blast talking to you.
Thanks,
we'll do
buddy.
It again soon. And hopefully the Giants have a big week here as it's Beat LA week here in the Bay Area with the Warriors, Lakers, A's, Angels, and, of course, the Giants and Dodgers. Hunter, have a good week, man. We'll talk
Thanks,
soon.
Thanks, Hunter.
All right. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Bonta. Thank you, Joe.